Hello, friends. Welcome back to Modern Wisdom. Oh, get ready for today. So I am joined by Chelsea Ferguson, the founder of AdmireMe.vip and longtime celebrity of Snapchat, Twitter, and getting her boobs out in the national press. Me and Chelsea have been friends for a long time. I've known her since she was a stripper in Newcastle, and she dated some of my friends back in the day, and we used to party together, and blah, blah. Recently, she started a website. This website allows guys and girls to sell their content directly to clients who want to sign up to it. It's been used quite a lot over the last year and has generated nearly £10 million of revenue in 16 months. So I thought, hey, that sounds like an interesting business plan to go through. Let's sit her down and have a chat. So that's precisely what I did. No matter what you think about selling your nudes online, you can't argue with the numbers. So I want to hear what you think. I was super impressed by Chelsea. I thought she had a great understanding of exactly why she's doing it. It seems like she's really protecting and advising the girls and guys that work on her site. This is one of my favorite episodes that I've ever recorded, but I can also tell that it's going to trigger people. So enjoy it. And if you're new here, hit the subscribe button. We are banging out 2 episodes every Monday and every Thursday, like I'm Charlie Sheen bouncing off rocks at the moment. All right, quick maths. The less that your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have, the more money that you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce the costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you are improving efficiency by bringing all your business processes into one platform. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the maths and see how you will profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/modern right now. That's netsuite.com/modern. This episode is brought to you by Crafted London. They are the number one men's jewelry company worldwide. If you have seen me on any of the cinema episodes on YouTube wearing a necklace, it will always be Crafted London. I love their pieces. Their casual wear works well, their formal wear works well, whether it's for daytime or nighttime. This is the solution. If you've wanted to get some men's jewelry but been struggling because everything sucks, this is where to go. They've got necklaces, chains, pendants, bracelets, rings, and earrings in gold and silver. They're waterproof, sweatproof, heatproof, and gymproof. Plus, they come with a lifetime guarantee, so they will replace your piece if it breaks for any reason during the entire life of the product. Also, they ship internationally, and you can get a 15% discount site-wide off everything by going to bit.ly/cdwisdom and using the code MW15 at checkout. That's bit.ly/letter C letter D wisdom. And MW15, a checkout. This episode is brought to you by Whoop. I have worn Whoop for over 4 years now, since way before they were a partner on the show, and it is the only wearable I have ever stuck with because it's the best. It is so innocuous, you do not remember that you've got it on, and yet it tracks absolutely everything 24/7 via something from your wrist. It tracks your heart rate, it tracks your sleep, your recovery, all of your workouts, your resting heart rate variability, how much you're breathing throughout the night. It puts all of this into an app and spits out very simple, easy to understand, and fantastically usable data. It's phenomenal. I am a massive, massive fan of Whoop, and that is why it's the only wearable that I've ever stuck with. You can join for free. Pay nothing for the brand new Whoop 4.0 strap. Plus, you get your first month for free, and there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. So you can buy it for free, try it for free, and if you do not like it, after 29 days, they will give you your money back. Head to join.whoop.com/modernwisdom. That's join.whoop.com/modernwisdom. Enjoy this one. Please welcome the wise and wonderful Chelsea Ferguson. Chelsea, Chelsea Ferguson in the building. Woo! How are you?
Fine, Ian.
Very good, thank you. Thanks for coming on.
It's all right. Now better to do it. <I'm joking.
laughs> That's funny, man. So, we've been friends for ages. We've been friends like 10 years.
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't
it? And we've been through, I've been different jobs, you've been loads of different jobs. First things first, right? You're at a party, someone comes up to you and says, "Hi, Chelsea, I'm a new human who doesn't know anything about you. What do you do for work?" What's your answer to that?
If I'm drunk or like it's like a young crowd, I'll just blare out like, "I'm porn star, mate," like as a joke. And well, it's not really a joke because I have sucked dick on camera, so if it was like, you know, like an older woman, which usually the young ones know I am, so it would be like an older person. Mm-hmm. And I would just say that I own a website, and then if they push me into saying what kind of website, I'll say a porn website.
A porn website.
A porn website, yeah.
So is that the class of websites that Admire Me is?
I class it as that, yeah, because it's like adult entertainment, isn't it?
Yeah.
And everybody's pretty much shagging on there and stuff. There is people that don't. Mm-hmm. But like, yeah, it's obviously not safe for work.
Definitely not safe for work, no, yeah. So listeners, some people know who you are, some people won't. What's Admire Me?
Admire Me is a website where men and women can make up their own profile. Some couples as well do. And make your own profile, set your own price, and then upload basically nudes, pictures, videos, like home movies, whatever you want to upload, and you charge whatever you want. Then you can like charge extra for premium posts and things like that. So that's the gist of it, really. And it's just been crazy. I didn't even think, because there's so much free porn, I didn't even think that it would be like a thing, really. And it just very much is a thing.
Yeah. So What's your revenue to date so far?
What's revenue turnover?
Yeah.
We're about £9.8 million in 16 months. I'm trying to work out. About 16 months, I think, yeah. Nearly 10 million.
£10 million?
Turnover, yeah.
£10 million from selling nudes?
Yep.
That's a lot of nudes.
It is a lot of nudes.
Have you got any idea how many nudes it is?
I don't, actually. That's an interesting question. Good question.
Have you seen
have the facts.
Yeah, but that's me, like, that's like me saying to you some good nudes that Chelsea. You're like, well, I'm a professional. Have you ever seen Pornhub at the end of the year? They get a data team, they've got a big data science team right in the back end that do all the trends. Right. So it's like the most popular porn in India and like how many people are watching on mobile and what the average blah blah. So you should
we have got all that, like to say like who's on computer, who's on the phone, and like more stuff like that. But I'm not interested in stuff like that, so I never look. If you had Obeki, yeah, my cousin, my CEO, she likes all numbers and stuff like that. She knows. Okay. I don't even have the logins for the back half. Like, this is my company, and I don't even have the logins.
Why? You're not trusted?
It's not that I'm just not trusted, it's just that I don't care. Like, okay. She'll message me and go, "Oh, we're nearly hitting 10 mil. Like, she'll just fill me in, mm-hmm. and I'll just, you know what I mean? I trust her.
So what do you care about with regards to the business?
Oh, I do care. Like,
no, my point is, where is your...
Like, my job, really, yes, is, like, being relevant online, making sure I'm always, like, tweeting, like, recruiting new people, getting the word out there, arguing with people online.
Lots of arguing,
putting viral tweets, viral Facebook statuses, posts, whatever.
Yeah.
Just getting my name out there, I suppose. More. Like, just so people click on me and be like, "Who's this and what's
that?"
This
exposure, yeah.
Yeah, so that's my job.
I get you. So, how did it start? How do you start thinking, I want to make a website where I can get amateurs at home and some pros as well?
Yeah,
as we had mutual friend,
yeah,
Sienna Day, yeah, was on. but yeah, how do you... Why?
Though I was on another site which done pretty much a similar thing, and their site was shocking. They never spent any money on it. It was always breaking down, losing money left, right and centre. They never replied to your emails for weeks. Like, they were shite.
That's as a actress. What do you call yourself?
On mine, we call us VIPs, but on that one, it was just... You were just a model, I guess.
Yeah, okay.
It was just... That was, like, a term for it. But yeah, they were just shite all around. So I was like, I can't live like this. Like, this money is mint, but I can't live like this. Like, it was just answering your message, everything was a nightmare. So I said, why don't we try and make ours, like, make our own? So it was like 45 grand of my own money. Mm-hmm. I didn't get a loan. I don't have rich parents. Like, I literally done it as a risk with my own money that I made. And we just like went to a web company and obviously just went from there, really.
Where do you get 45 grand from?
I just had it.
Like, because you've been stripping for a while.
I've been stripping, and obviously I used to sell nudes on a different site, and mm-hmm. I guess I just had loads of money already, but mm-hmm. now we have more.
Yeah. Well, how hilarious is it that you've earned money on one site, then used that money to create their biggest competitor?
Yeah.
That's like so funny. That's like me winning a race in Nike shoes, yeah, then using the prize money from winning the race to create a better pair of shoes, yeah, under my own brand.
Well, I'd made like £500,000 on this other website. So they took £100,000 in fees off me. Yeah. But they never like, it was shit. So I was losing money because there were things didn't work, and it was just annoying me. I paid them all this money. They didn't care. I was emailing them. They didn't reply for weeks. And sometimes they didn't reply at all. And I'm like, what are you taking this 100 grand for? Like, you're literally taking it and doing fuck all with it. So we were just sick. So I just decided to make that one. So that was the gist of it.
I get you. Because, I mean, if you look at it from a normal business perspective, right? Let's say that you were some stationery company, mm-hmm. which you're absolutely not. If you were a stationery company and you had a client that was worth 500,000,
you'd keep them happy, wouldn't you?
You'd have an account manager. Exactly. They might even assign them like a PA of some kind.
Exactly. They just didn't care. Cool. So
you must have been.
That's why we care. Like, we ask. Like, if you email us, if we're awake, you get emailed back within like minutes. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Everybody gets dealt with. Every single situation gets dealt with personally. Sometimes we ring them like to sort it out. Like, you know, if there's an issue, and we actually genuinely care and want to be the best. We don't want to just take people's money. In fact, the company itself, I make most of my money from selling my own nudes, mm-hmm. but the company itself obviously makes a good profit, but every single penny pretty much of the profit the company goes back into the company. Mm-hmm. It costs a lot to run it, like a lot, like tens and tens of thousands per month.
Where's the cost? Is it online advertising? Is it upkeep for, what is it?
It's just like obviously the sheer size of it. There's been, I think, I wish I knew the facts. There's something about 400,000 customers have been mm-hmm. through it. Mm-hmm. So it's just like the volume of like people, and obviously the profiles, and it goes up to the cloud in the sky or something. This is like, I don't know, that I'm not very good at computers. Okay. So obviously we've got a team that does all that. But yeah, apparently to keep it in this cloud in the sky costs a lot of money.
So you got your hosting, which is what that will be.
Stuff like that.
Support on the back end. Yeah. All the inquiries of some guy who desperately wants to.
Yeah, I've got 12 members of staff in the office, all girls, like women.
Are they all on the site as well?
No, none of them.
Are they? So like, you're the only one that's monetizing yourself.
Yeah, because they're all like normal girls, I guess. Yeah. Like, they're all some of them are my relatives, people I've known for years, like people I can trust. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's crazy, but 12 of them in the office. And like, two of them are like over 60, and then there's like old Becky was like 40, and then Kim, she's about 37, and then the others are like younger, but they just have normal admin
just a
jobs.
Business.
As far as they're sitting there looking at cocks all day, but as far as they're concerned, it's just a normal office job. Like, they don't see it as anything else. They're just replying to Twitters, you know, your marketing, you know, things like that, and that's it, really. Like,
okay, so you've spent 45 grand.
Yeah.
You've got this website. What's the website do? Like, what's the crux of it? It's able to host images and videos and attach.
And money, and take money. We go to payment provider who takes the money and then takes a little cut and then gives us the money and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's it, really.
So like, that's where you're at. You're at 45 grand. You've got this website, and you've got you. Yeah. And a pair of tits.
Yeah, me and all my followers that I've accumulated over the 10 years of being a stripper and stuff. So like,
What do you do after that? Because it's not just you.
No.
There's tons and tons of people on that now.
Yeah, so obviously I've got a lot of friends in the industry. I had a lot of friends who was on this shit site. So I was messaging them like, we've got a good site coming out. If yous are interested, give us a go. And like, everybody pretty much will come on straight away, stayed on because they loved it. And all we keep doing is obviously making it better and better, and listening to people, see what features they want, and yeah, just like making a better, really. We're just trying to be the best, really.
I get you. So that was, and that was 16 months ago.
September 2018.
That is a terrifying, like...
numbers, I know.
Yeah, the numbers. What did you think? You must have thought, like...
Well, we made a million in the first 3 months.
Okay.
So we turned over a million in 3 months.
Yeah.
And we would, it was just crazy because we'd come into loads of problems because you would think, like, there were basically more money, more problems.
Yeah,
like, because of being the sex industry, you don't realise how much you're, like... discriminated against. So I had an account with Barclays, which had had a million quid through, and they sent me a letter saying, we need you out by the end of the month, we don't want your money, basically, because it's dirty money to them and about their reputation. And so I had to be out of Barclays Bank. Couldn't get with any other bank, even like the Coutts and all that. I couldn't get with any of them banks in England. So I've got a bank in Germany. I've got a personal bank in Santander and Halifax, but for me business, I've got, because I had so much money, and yeah, basically, you've got a bank in Germany for that.
That's crazy.
Nobody wants my dirty money.
That's weird.
And it's funny because, like, in the strip club over the years, the ones who used to come in the most was the bank managers. The bank, they were the ones, man. Like, they, you, as soon as I mentioned banking, you were like, cha-ching, they're getting VIP.
Yeah, everyone, all the girls go
and
over.
Like, they're the ones that, like, there was a guy who used to come in every, like, three nights a week to see the same girl, like, for years. Never done for anyone else. And just him. And he was like... one of the top ones at HSBC.
Have you ever thought that it might be an ex-client of yours that's at Barclays? He's just thinking, fuck, right, lads, we really need to get that Chelsea bird off. Because if she finds out that I work here, my missus is going to be...
Nah, because I don't even freaking know anyone's name. My memory's awful.
Yeah. Okay, so you've managed to get yourself a bank account. But if you've done... So you've been going 16 months. If it took you 3 months to make your first mil... that means that in the remaining 13 months, you've done 8, which is actually even more impressive. Or nearly 9, actually.
No, it's nearly 10.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, nearly 9, sorry. Yeah.
So nearly 9, like, that's...
Yeah.
So, okay, so when... there must be a point where it really, really started to lift off. What happened there?
Every single month it goes up, apart from January, which is just after Christmas.
Do people not wank so much in January, do you not think?
I think they wank as much, but they must go on the free porn in January because they can't afford ours. But no, this is obviously, this month's been shit because it's just after Christmas. Everyone's skinned. But every other month leading up to that was like up and up and up. Every single month was smashing the month before.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going up.
Because the model's subscription, right? It's not like you don't buy... photos. I don't buy a photo from you.
No, you buy a subscription to see the photos and the videos that I've got on there.
And that's...
So I don't know what I've got on, like 800 pictures and videos for $14.99 or whatever it is. Mm-hmm.
And that rolls on every month,
yeah,
right?
Or you can cancel it straight away. Mm-hmm. You just pay the one-off kind of thing, see what you want to see and then cancel it.
As with, you know, everyone that's listening has got some membership that they don't use. Membership to a gym.
I've got one.
Netflix.
Literally, like my Amazon Prime, I literally didn't even log into it for about 2 years. It was just paying $8.99 a month.
Mm-hmm.
And then my gym in Hartlepool, I've got two gyms in Hartlepool that I pay monthly. I go to one and beat the other one for about 8 months and it's just been rolling on 20 quid a month. So that's probably why what a lot of people do, just like sign up and then think, can't best cancel it.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I always do, like. Mm-hmm.
And then like that cumulative thing over time obviously is why up, yeah. Yeah, is why you're gonna continue to get it. So coming to the girls and stuff that work for you, obviously you're actually enabling a lot of people, girls and guys. Actually, that's a question. What's the split, girls and guys?
We pretty much like 99% women, us. Like, mm-hmm. I know there is a lot of guys that do it on other sites, like mm-hmm. the shit one. We just didn't really get... We've got some guys on there, but mainly women. And I've got quite a few couples and stuff. Like couples let you see their kinky sex life or whatever,
mm-hmm.
Which is quite popular as well. But yeah, it's mainly women.
Vast majority girls.
I think what it is, I've got all these followers from over the years, like on my Twitter, which is obviously how I got like famous or whatever. I had like 700,000 at one point, but now I'm down to about 500,000 and 500 and odd. But I can retweet like the girls. And obviously I've got the horny men waiting, customers waiting, because that's who follows me. Mm. I can't really retweet a guy because I haven't got like gay guys waiting, do you know what I mean? My followers are straight men.
Yeah, so that's interesting. So that's You've got why. A very narrow, it's very large but very narrow market.
Yeah, men, it's just straight, yeah, straight really men really
want to wank.
Yeah,
they just love wanking.
Yeah,
yeah, that's interesting. I think the thing that struck me, and it was the conversation that we had with Sienna that really really like shocked me, was, if you haven't listened to that, by the way, link will be in the show notes below. It's a conversation with a porn star who's also on Chelsea's site, and she's like real funny, exactly the same as you, real charming, like great. Anyway, what she said was she is now in complete control of her own income.
Yeah.
Whereas previously in the porn industry, she would go and work for Brazzers or...
Then you don't know where it ends up kind of
thing. Well, yeah. And on top of that, it's like she gets a day rate. I don't know what a day rate is.
Yeah.
$5,000 or whatever for the day, something. I might have like totally undersold it there. Sorry, Sienna. She gets a day rate and that's it. Like, you made your money.
Yeah.
And the content, the actual monetization of the content occurs for Brazzers to DVD membership site and, you know, all that, like reselling across onto adverts and stuff like that. Whereas now what you're talking about is girls who are able to create their own content. I'm going to get, you know, this is a setup that's probably far more sophisticated than what almost any of the girls will have on there. Definitely. And we're just filming something for YouTube.
We just do it on our phones.
Phone.
Bit of Facetune.
Phone, bedroom.
Smoogie Fanny over.
Smoogie Fanny over.
You know, bit of...
With Facetune?
Yeah, just, you know, in case you get any stubble rash.
Have you considered releasing an app that's like VTune? V.
Laughing at your own jokes. Yeah.
Someone has to. Right, okay. So we know how many, we know that it's almost exclusively girls that are on the site. What's the sort of content that people are putting up? You've said mostly solo stuff.
You know what?
Is it video? Is it photo? Is it what?
Every single profile is different. Like, I can't say what one person does another. But one thing that is a bit like crazy, like, I don't know what the word is, but basically everyone thinks, oh, you've got to go on there and fucking get smashed all over, suck everyone off, and that's how you're making money. But, like, yeah, I have got some videos like that of ex-boyfriends, like, you know, sucking them off and stuff like that. But some of my top earners who have made over, like, 100 grand, 200 grand, like, in my top 10, one of them only does topless. She does do fully new, but from far away, like, not, like, showing dead claws. And she's one of my top earners. Another lass, Gemma Lucy, who you she won't mind me mentioning. She's one of my top earners, and she only shows, well, I think she's fully new, but not like sex tapes or anything. Quite a lot of the girls in my top 10 don't do sex videos, so there is loads of girls that do that. It tends to be the ones who weren't as well known, like, so they obviously feel like they have to put more effort in, I guess. Yeah, the dirtier you get, the more subscribers you get. But some girls who already had followers, people are just happy to see their nipples, to be fair.
Mm-hmm.
So you can still make money just by doing that. And there's loads of girls that do. But it's about realising what's best for you and whether you want to put that next step out there.
Mm.
Like, I was a bit like, because obviously everyone's seen me tits over the years. But I was like, do I want to put me funny on the internet? And now it's like,
So the people that are listening, that was the blowjob miming. The blowjob miming movement, which is famous. Well, that's a good question I really want to get onto, which is, you've got these girls who are on there who are completely in control of their own earning. They're maybe making great money now, but their nudes are on the internet. Now, they're on the internet, but paywalled.
Yeah, but people do steal them. And
so you had this problem today, right?
Yeah.
Like, literally today, you when you walked in, you were like, my nudes have ended up on the internet.
No, my nudes ended up in a WhatsApp group.
Your nudes ended up in a WhatsApp group? Like, what's happened there?
Yeah, so, like, there must be some kind of WhatsApp groups out there which just has loads of men in. Like, must be just for pervert or whatever. And a couple of me mates have messaged me, like, obviously in the group, saying, your nudes have been put in this group. It's not the first time it's happened. Obviously, they all do the rounds. Like, basically, someone will go on, screenshot all my shit and send it around.
Yeah, so is it? There's no way of securing the content? Because someone can just press screen record, right? And then play your video on their phone.
There's, like, I think there is some kind of software that some banking apps use, where if your screenshot, it doesn't work or something. But I think we, like, looked into it, and it was going to be, like, really hard to do. And also, if people want to do it, they're just going to get another phone and take a picture. So nothing is ever going to be 100% safe. So you need to realise if you are going to do this, they are going to be on there for the rest of your life. They probably will ruin any future prospects that you're thinking about doing. Unless this is going to be your career and you're going to smash it, buy some houses, make sure you do properly and don't be have nothing at the end of it. But also, at the same time, it's not like stripping because I got... Obviously, I was a stripper, and you barely ever seen a lass over 40 in the strip club. Like, that was pretty much, like, it. But in this, you do get, like, MILFs and things like that. And because it's just online, I think people just think, fuck it, I can still do it. Like, I don't have to physically go to the strip club. So people just keep doing it over a certain age, I guess. And now, so now you could keep doing it for longer, but do you want to do it when you're 40, 50? Probably not. Mm. Do you know what I mean?
Well, it depends if you've got...
I always say, keep doing it until you stop making money. And if you're still making good money, why would you stop? Like, people ask me, why are you still selling nudes when you own the company? I'm like, because I'm making 10 grand a week most weeks selling me nudes.
Mm.
Like, and that's just on top of whatever else the company makes. So, like, why? I'd be stupid to stop. Like, 50 grand a month sometimes I make.
Well, I think the beauty is, from an economics perspective, the fact that it's a membership site, because it will accumulate over time. Your churn rate, how many people actually end up dropping off and say, oh, unsubscribe from Chelsea's tits this month or whatever. Like, you've got to presume that if, until you hit like a critical mass, and there's a lot of men that are aged like 18 to 50.
There's a lot of men out there.
There's a lot of men.
We're never going to run out of men.
Well, you might do. If you conquer the world of men with your site, that would be impressive.
Yeah. But,
okay, so we've touched on it there, like that some of the girls might have an issue then reintegrating back into a normal job. Also, I'm going to guess, like, if someone, one of the girls was also an employee at Asda.
You could probably get sacked, yeah. My friend got sacked. She was at, one of the ones who helps old people in a home or something. A care worker.
Wow, okay, yeah.
And, yeah, they basically said, like, you're going to have to resign or we'll sack you kind of thing. Because we've seen what you're doing online. It's unfair, really, because all you're doing is helping people, plus you're helping people.
Different types of helping
she's
people.
She's just an all-around good girl.
Yeah, helping she really people. Is.
No, but, like, it is shocking, really, that you can get sacked for stuff like that. There is some jobs, like, other people I know have got normal jobs who do it, and, like, their bosses know, and they're, like, fine about it, but it just
what
depends
on... What
are
some of those jobs, do you know?
I don't actually know what she does, you know, which is my group chat, but she does, I think it's just like, she's like a receptionist or something like that, but it depends obviously who your boss is and like what the industry is, I suppose.
If you're like a primary school teacher or something,
yeah, I mean, exactly. One of my friends actually, she wasn't on my site or anything, but she's a teacher. And she actually got a warning at work because it was when my Snapchat was big, you know, and I used to have millions of people on it. And like we were on a night out and I was like filming like was and she pretended to touch me fanny like and I was like it was just we were just like messing up and she went like that pretended to touch checklist for everyone who was only listening.
thank you for clarifying.
They
that,
literally Josh. Printed it off into a big like a fucking what's that
life size
and put it on the board in school and was like is this you on Chelsea Ferguson's Snapchat and that and she was like. Like
it looks a lot like my fingers
and she basically got like a disciplinary or something over it.
Wow.
And like that was something outside of work on my Snapchat that like nothing to do with her Snapchat nothing and she got in trouble over it.
So it seems like there's kind of two cultures running in parallel here, right? One of them is the side that you're coming from, which is it's just nudes.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
You're not hurting anyone.
Yeah. And then the other side appears to be the Barclays Bank, the primary school concerns, where they're hyper sensitive to this sort of stuff.
I think everyone's just hypocrites, to be honest, because they'll all be frigging looking at it. Like, not one man on this planet would tell me they haven't fucking been on porn. So why can you go and wank over it, but people can't have jobs? Like, do you know what I mean?
It does seem oddly like a double standard. I think it's something about someone's private life is allowed to be theirs privately.
Yeah.
And the concern is then when they make that public.
Yeah, I suppose.
And for maybe an older generation, there's an ick factor. It's still associated with sex work, which it's you know, you're not, it's not like you're prostituting yourself to someone. You're not, you know, street curb crawling. Yeah, you're not doing that.
Yeah.
And bizarrely as well, it's, if you were to look at it from a, like a public health safety perspective, a lot less dangerous than having to be on the street,
yeah,
all this sort of stuff. And, you know, everyone's got a phone.
Yeah.
So in one way or another, I don't know. I think it'd be interesting to hear everyone that's listening, you know, like leave your thoughts in the comments below. I really would like to hear sort of where your stance is on this. Do you think it's your job to warn the girls about the implications of being on the site? Do you have like a process? Do you be like, look, you kind of need to be aware that this is going to be around? Or
I don't think it's my job. I think obviously these are adults, so you have to be 18, but I do stress it a lot. Like, I've done like my own YouTube videos, if anyone wants to check those out, which has
the link in the show notes below.
And I did like a Q&A about like admire me and how to make money and stuff like that. And in that I do say, like, if people said, can you do it anonymously? I'm like, look, yes, you can do it anonymously, but nothing stays anonymous for long in this world. You only
have... How would you do from the neck down or whatever?
Well, yeah, basically. And some girls do still make money, but all it takes is someone to go, I know that's her so-and-so's bedroom. Like, you can tell, someone's about, I can see her tattoo, she has that tattoo. Look into it a bit more, and then it's all exposed, because bitches be bitches, and people can't stand to see anyone else doing anything. So obviously they'll try and ruin a good thing for you. So I do warn people and say, like, this is on the internet for the rest of your life. So just make sure, especially when they're a bit younger as well, like 18 and stuff, like, you make these, you know what I mean, imagine some
rash decision.
You did, or I did when I was 18, to be on the internet now, I'd be like, ugh. But you just have to think
some of the stuff that you did when you were about 21 is probably on the internet still.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Will be one.
you had like a quick take off with that industry. So one of the other things that I wanted to talk about was a Facebook status that you put up recently.
Yeah.
I tell you what, why don't you describe what you posted?
So I know, like, cause a ruckus, to be honest. Like, so I posted a picture of me house, which is a 5-bedroom detached house with a double garage, and I had my Lamborghini and my Range Rover Sport on the drive, and I've got Chelsea on the Lambo and Fergo on the Range Rover. That's my number plate. If anyone wants to check the picture out, it'll be on my Instagram, Chelsea Fergo. And I put it on Facebook, the picture, and the caption was, all from showing me fanny to strangers.
Wasn't it then, like, subscribe here?
Yeah.
Like, oh, help me put petrol in my Lambo. Yeah. Help me put petrol in my Lambo,
yeah,
subscribe here.
Forgot about that bit. Yeah, so it was, yeah, all from showing me fanny to strangers, help me put petrol in my Lambo, and then the link, and it got, like, I can't remember how many shares, thousands and thousands of shares, thousands of comments, loads of shit.
It was in, like, the Star and the
Sun. Oh, it was in a few, yeah,
stuff.
It was on a few different web pages, and everyone was, like, calling me worse and shit. Like, some of the stuff people say, man, I'm like, owie, man, like, just out of order, like, you just wouldn't even, like, say it, like...
Why do you think people react that way?
So fucking jealous, like, people can't bear the fact that just getting me fanny out has got me all that. Do you know what I mean? They think, you can have some money, but not as much. Like, if I was showing me fanny to everyone for free, right, they'd be all over it. The minute I'm making money off it, they don't like it. The minute I've got the car, the dream car that most men would fucking stick their cock in, the exhaust, if they could. Like, it's the best car, one of the best cars in the world. Like, and I've got it. And that's why people don't like it. But I fucking worked hard. I've paid my dues. I worked in McDonald's for 2.5 years. I worked in wacky warehouses washing pots. I worked in call centres. I worked for Vodafone. I used to get shit every fucking day. I used to work Monday to Friday, 9 to 5 in a call centre. Friday night, Saturday night in a nightclub till 3 in the morning. Then Saturday, Sunday, McDonald's. And that was my life from 17, 18, 19. Like, I've fucking been there. Like, I've done the shit job. So why can't I do this now? Like, I earned it. So, fuck them.
I
get proper mad about it, mate.
I think, I think rightly so, because there's people that are doing much more outlandish things and making much less money and being given much less shit.
Yeah.
So there was some real vitriol comments. I had a little bit of a scroll through and had a look at them, and people are really, really vicious. Becoming upset. They're very, very upset. And I think a lot of it is them being triggered by the fact that
Probably work harder than me now.
Yes.
They probably work 70 hours a week, don't get to see their family, work away from their family, and don't get to have a Lambo, don't even get to have the Range, like, don't get to have a house.
Mm.
But that's not my fault, like, because men, you men, created the industry. You are the perverts who want to pay for it. So why should I? You be mad at me because someone give me the option to make the money, like
the fruits of their labor, essentially.
Yeah, like, you know what I mean. Like, you all want to see it. So if you pay to see it, then I make money. Like, that's just fact. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, it is. It is so interesting that you have this level of jealousy, and as well, you are right. There is the amount of work that you need to do now to earn the money that you do compared with other people. You know, like when you think about your hourly wage now compared with your hourly wage from McDonald's, it'll be orders of magnitude.
I was on £4 an hour, I remember.
Wow. £4. You're also showing your age a little bit there, I think, because that would have been when it would have been legal to. It's fine, I was on the same.
It was I was somewhere else before that, a cafe, and I was on 360, I think, there. And that was when I was 15. But then when I was 16, I was entitled to £4.10 an hour.
Yes.
Yes. What am I going to spend all this extra money on? In fact, I used to go Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, always get pissed, always come home with a takeaway, always go a taxi home, and always still have money in my hand. Like,
wow.
Things were cheap back then.
They were.
You used to get like 5 bottles for a fiver and that.
I don't think that you really need to worry about that anymore.
No, I know, but it still annoys me, like, how cheap things used to be. Now they're not. I know it's all relative.
Are you one of those people that posts about the price of Freddo's every couple of years? No. Like, Freddo's have gone up by another 5p.
Fuck Freddo's, I need the big fucking multi-pack glass. Freddo's about that big, that's doing a doom note for me.
Okay.
I'm a fatty nowadays.
So yeah, I think it is a lot of it is the fact that it appears from the outside in easy money, or as you've like unearned money, unjustified money.
Yeah.
But this is the bizarre thing. You look at anyone who has come up with a product that has a disproportionate place in the market. I could do with Johnny and Yusuf here to explain this bit, but the kid who made Unfold. Have you heard of Unfold? It's an app that allows you to make really pretty Instagram stories.
No.
It's actually a life hack on a previous episode that we featured. This guy's made it. Some dude in America. He's maybe 20. He's early 20s, something like that. He's just sold it to Squarespace. You know, people that make websites, like Wix.com or whatever. Allow you to design your own website. 1 billion. The kid's I don't know what he is. He's under 30.
That's crazy.
1 billion. Good, and it's like, well, that kid there has done a thing. He doesn't need to work for the rest of his life.
Look at Snapchat as well. Whoever made that sold that for, I can't remember the amount, but huge, to Facebook. Who obviously Facebook bought Instagram, didn't they? They buy all them. And
WhatsApp.
Yeah, WhatsApp, Facebook, Instagram, and Snapchat, I think, are all owned by the same person. So all they did was make an idea. It was for nudes originally, Snapchat. Then as soon as it was bought by Facebook, I was fucking kicked off with me 10 million followers. I was livid.
Is that how many people you had on Snapchat?
10 million views I used to get on my story.
Dear me.
They were all over the world. Like, it was crazy. That was a crazy time. Like, I could have been a millionaire then if this had been out then, but it wasn't.
Because you'd have had access.
I am a millionaire now, but I mean, I'm a bigger millionaire.
You'd have had access to the market back then more easily.
Yeah, like, literally anything I put on my story. I used to get people coming to the strip clubs and queuing up for me, and that was in Newcastle. Imagine if it had been site online.
So one of the maddest stories I've got about you, and this is going back a little way, you'll be able to tell me when it was. I want to say like 8 years ago. So it was when you were going and doing
PA.
A nightclub PA.
Yeah.
So you'd fly over to Ireland and do a nightclub PA, like a reality TV person in the club, for £500 or £1,000 or something.
Yeah.
And then go and strip on the nighttime in like a local strip club.
I didn't do it in Ireland, but yeah, I've done it in other places where it was like I would go and do the PA and then strip as well. So I would like make like a few grand or whatever.
Didn't you do, was it Thingy Rhino?
Rhino. I done Lad Bible's first birthday when they first started. I was at their guest at Spearmint Rhino, London.
Stripping or just as a guest?
Stripping.
Could you imagine if Lad Bible, if you're listening, how the fuck do you get away with some of the stuff that you post? You had Chelsea Ferguson at your first birthday party getting him out.
Yeah,
unbelievable.
I was getting my fanny out for 20 quid.
Getting your fanny out for 20 quid.
Those were the days. I do miss stripping, actually, but why? I just can't be asked. I just loved it. Like, it was fun. I used to love meeting people, like my fans or whatever you want to call them. I used to love meeting people. Like, I used to love getting drunk with them. I used to love obviously making money, but I used to just have, like, even if it was my birthday, everyone's like, you're going out for your birthday? I'm like, going to work. Because I had more fun in the strip club than I did out. Like, do you know what I mean? I had more fun in there. So I do miss it, but it's just not a part of my life anymore, and I couldn't go back now.
I wanted to get onto this as well, actually. So the girls that work in a strip club, anyone who's been in a strip club will know that the girls are a community there, right? It's the same as any workplace.
Yeah.
The people that you work
with
at McDonald's.
Yeah.
But it's a very unique environment there.
Mm-hmm.
If you had a daughter, would, and she said, "Hey, mum, I'm 20 years old. I'm 21 years old. I'm considering of going and starting stripping. What do you think you'd say?"
I think I've always thought, like, yeah, look, I wouldn't care if my daughter done it, but I think if I did have a daughter, I'll probably think different because I know that the drugs that comes with it, like everyone's on coke, everyone's like, you know, that's part of the job.
Why do you think it's part of the job?
Because it keeps you awake till fucking 6 a.m. Like, so, like, it's, unless you, well, there was loads of girls that friggin' drove to work and drove home, like, so that's normal, get people, but, like, a lot of the drugs went on and that's where, like, a lot of people are like, oh, do you want to try this? And, like, and then the parties and, yeah, I think that would be the bit that put me off, really. But I think nowadays, there's that many kids taking drugs that it's probably going to happen anyway. Like,
it'd be a challenging question, at least for you, though. So yeah. It's not as if you're just thinking, yeah, yeah, fine, darling, get cracking.
Yeah, go and get, yeah. It's not about, I don't even care about the getting naked part, because you are safe. Like, you are safe in the clubs. Like, obviously, with the bouncers and stuff like that, certain clubs, you might not be so much, but the ones I was in, you were, and they weren't touching you or anything like that. So you can do it and is safe. Like, I think if it wasn't for the drugs, then yeah, I would probably say yeah.
Why do you think the atmosphere that you're talking about there, right, the girls and stuff like that, I really want to try and get into the effect of girls treating men as transactions.
Yeah.
Because I'm friends with some strippers and you'll be friends with hundreds. And there is, with some of them, what I think is a negative mindset about men.
I just don't trust them. Like, every time men have come in the strip club and stuff, they're on their stag do's, they're getting married, they're trying to get a blowjob. Like, literally, like, the ones that you, then there'll be one who sits in the corner and goes, "I don't want dancers, I've got a girlfriend, I'm in love, blah, blah, blah." Oh, how cute's that, how cute. And then after a few drinks, he's like, "Oh, I'll fucking go on then." Then he's the worst one. Going, "No, how much to fuck you?" And I'm like, "I had faith in you. We were all rooting for you. And you let us all down, but give me your money." So tough to, like, trust people. And, like, I have so many trust issues from the strip club. Like, I'm only just starting to, like, probably forget. Not forget, but, like, my boyfriend now, like, everything he tells me, I just take it as the truth, which is obviously what all these other girls take from their boyfriends who have been and asking me for a blowjob. So, like, you just don't know what I believe, do you? But you can't live your life being cynical like that. So I think getting away from the strip club has helped me in a way. Mm. It also killed my sex life, my sex drive. I never wanted to have sex.
I remember you posting about that a long time ago.
I literally, for the 10 years I was a stripper, I hated sex. I never wanted to be sexy. Like, at home, I was there being sexy at work, like, putting on the act of being sexy. But as soon as I was home, I was in a juicy trackie. I wasn't shaving my fanny all week till my next shift. Like, I was literally like, I've got no interest in sex at all.
Mm.
And then obviously that, like, affected me, relationships and stuff like that. But I think it ruined, yeah, it did ruin it for me.
I
know the strippers that does as well.
The analogy that I draw for people when they talk to me is like, "Hey man, like, you've got the night off this weekend. Do you want to go out?"
Yeah.
And I'm like, "No, I understand that you think this is fun, but what you do for fun is what I do for work."
Exactly. I like that. Yeah. So true.
And I can kind of see that with you. The unique thing, I love the outliers in these situations. And Sienna, who was sat here, is a pure outlier. So Johnny was like, "You know, you've been at work all day, you've been DP'd by two huge men from Amsterdam or whatever, and you get home and your boyfriend says, like, 'Honey, do you fancy having some sex this evening?'" And she was like, "No, fuck it, of course I would." Because she's one of those girls that's built horny for the... She seems to be built for the
that's
industry.
That's why she does it, because she's horny, isn't she?
But you might class yourself a little bit more as a sexually and
I'm just a big blagger. Like, I've blagged my way through this industry, like, pretending I'm a horny bitch. Like, you know, it wasn't true. Like, now I'm in a relationship with somebody that I love. Like, I'm like, it's different, but when I was in relationships before, like, it wasn't the same. Do you know what I mean? Mm. It was like, it was tough and I just didn't feel it at all. And people never believed me. I used to always be like, "I'm not a slag me, you know, I'm fucking boring." And I still say I'm boring now. I'm like missionary with the lights off and that. Like, no, that's not completely true.
Yeah.
But
sometimes the lights are on.
Sometimes we dim them. It gets wild. Sometimes it's on the couch, not just in the bed.
Yeah.
No, people ask me things like, "Where's the wildest place you've had sex?" I'm like, "On the couch." That's true. Yeah. I never fucking have sex in anywhere crazy. Like, I wouldn't. I don't like I like to be comfortable. I don't want to be doing...
There's part of the discussion that we're having here where people seem to think that it's this window into your life. And I think that's part of the attraction of sites like Admire Me. And I think this is... I'd like to get your thought on this. Why I think that these direct-to-client or direct-to-consumer sites like yours are effective... is that it feels a lot more...
personal.
Personal.
That is why it works, yeah. Right. There's loads of free porn, obviously.
You can go on Pornhub and watch anything, but you don't know anything
about her. You don't know anything about that girl. And this sounds so fucking stupid. Like, I don't know what she's been up to today. I don't know what her likes and dislikes are. Yeah. I don't know why I'm American now. Yeah. But, like, that's what people like. Like, if you live in the street, right? Say there's a fit girl who lives at number fucking 20, right? And you always see her every day going to work and you're like... wonder what her arsehole looks like.
Mm.
So, say there's an option.
You often wonder that.
Well, not personally, but obviously I know what men are like. They would look at a girl and be like, oh. Like, especially if she's like, say, like a cute girl next door type who you would never believe in a million years would show her nude. Makes you want to see even more. Mm. Like, someone's out there with a fanny flaps out already, you're a bit like, I've seen it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But if you tease, or you don't intentionally even, you might just be going about your daily business, men are intrigued by it. So then they're like, oh, I wish there was an option to see her naked. Now there is. And then they're like, obviously, I bet you any money, I don't know all the statistics, but I bet you any money that most of my subscribers will be people I know personally. I can just imagine it. There'll be people I've known from school, there'll be people who I've worked at McDonald's with, there'll be people who've known me for years who've always wondered what my fanny looks like.
Now they know.
Exactly.
Now they can find out for a mere 15...
I think it's 49 out of 15, I don't even know.
49.99 discount available in the show notes. So, yeah, that's the reason why I think... people like it. It's the fact that it feels very personal.
And you can chat to them. So
okay, like, so it's kind of interactive as
well. Yeah, so people chat to you. They want to know what you've been up to.
You must have to have a PA for all of your subscribers.
I've got I had about 3,000 at one point, but like subscribers, but I'm at about 2,000 because it's January. Not every single one wants to message. Some people just want to go on fucking have a wank and go, do you know what I mean? And... that's fine. But then I think there is just sometimes some lonely people out there want to chat to you because they might not have anyone else to chat to, which is obviously quite sad, really. But, like, that's another... it's just a service that you provide. Like, they might not want to see an escort because they might not feel comfortable doing that. They might not be confident. They might just want to chat to you and pretend you're their online girlfriend or something. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. Like... it gives them a bit more of a personal experience. Some people might be virgin. They might not dare go out there. Some people have mental health issues. They might feel, like, too anxious to speak to a girl, especially somebody who's, like, us, like, does what we do. Like, you wouldn't come up and talk to us. Like, quite intimidating. So there's all these reasons, really, that people wouldn't understand, I guess, unless they were in that situation.
Mm, completely, yeah. I want to get back to the conversation about the relationships thing. Do you think that the girls that are on the site... so we've talked about stripping and some of the sort of side effects of that. And I think that's super interesting that girls that are strippers see a very particular demographic of men.
Yeah.
That inevitably, no man is at his most honourable in a strip club. Even the one who doesn't do anything.
Yeah.
There's titties you're everywhere. Still there, you know.
Hard, like,
yeah.
Like, when I go to strip clubs myself and I get a dance, like, I can't help myself. So obviously they can't help themselves.
So that's one particular part of it. But the girls that are working online... do you think that they're potentially going to come up against some relationship problems? They've got to have a very specific type of boyfriend that's going to be accepting of his girlfriend getting naked on the internet. His friends could pay... you know, it's a common joke in some of the WhatsApp chats that we're in where it's... you'll see a guy start to go out with a girl,
and then we're like,
the girl's on that, and you're like, hang on a second, mate, for 15 quid I can see your girlfriend's vagina.
Yeah. I know, but I just think, like, how many girls... you'll probably know. How many girls' fannies have you seen in town, like girls who are nurses, who are teachers, who have normal jobs, but they've sent the news to one person and it's been sent around, because that happens all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So just because I've charged for mine and she sent hers for free and everyone's still seen it, because that's what happens. Anyone who's ever sent a nude has been seen by more than just the person who you fucking sent it to. Don't care what you say. So at least I can say, like, I got fucking paid for mine and paid plenty. But back to the relationship thing, I think it actually helps sex lives. If you're already doing it and you meet a guy, he must obviously know what you do. So he's accepting it because he's chose to be with you and known that you do it in the first place. And then I guess if you were just started doing it when you'd already had a relationship, like say me and you in a relationship, been together years, and then I say, why don't we do this? Like, we make videos and that. Like, you could do it anonymously, like a lot of couples do. Like, your face wouldn't be in it. Like, you could put a mask on or whatever. And, like, people do that. And I think it probably helps some sex lives as well, because you feel like, oh, let's make some videos a bit naughty and, like, it's a bit kinky. And, like, everyone's different, and everyone has a different, like, what they're into kind of thing. But it's always, like, people really expect as well as people doing it anonymously with normal jobs and, you know, like, it's a little, like, secret, dirty little secret, whatever. Like, there's so many different people on there. It's not just, like, people like me who, like, say, oh, there's my arsehole kind of thing out there. Everyone knows Chelsea Ferguson lives in Hartlepool. That's her arsehole. There's loads of, like, people who do it, like, you know what I mean? They're more, like, subtle about it and stuff like that.
I understand what you mean. So I think that the final concern that I have, the final question I've got regarding relationships, and this is specifically a problem with girls, and it's one that I see in strippers, and I know that you will have done as well. It's when girls see men as transactions, not investments.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't see themselves needing to actually put care or attention into a man, because their industry, that man is just, let's say you're in a strip club, it's a £20 dance, £30 dance. Let's say that you're online, that man is just a £15 subscriber. Mm-hmm. Have you ever noticed in yourself or in any of the girls that are around you, like, that kind of culture coming through? Where
I know some girls, like one of my good friends actually, who lives in London, she's actually an escort, and she hasn't had sex for free in over 5 years. She says, I don't fucking dare have sex for free. Like, she literally has no interest in being in love, no interest in being in a relationship. To her, everything is a transaction.
That's if you dangerous,
wanna speak, man. If you want to speak to her, if you want to take her for dinner, everything is a transaction with her. That's her personally. Me, I'm like an old romantic. I love being in love. I love being in a relationship. And I am in a relationship now. I'm really happy. And yeah, like, for me, I have quit stripping for somebody before, and, like, it wasn't always about money for me. I loved the job, I loved making good money, but that wasn't the be-all and end-all of it to me. But there is girls like my friend who all she cares about is the money. She
Do you know if she was like that before? Did you ever know before?
I haven't known her that long, but she just doesn't care at all. Like, she's, like, got a man's mindset. You know, like, some men who are, like, just fucking chuck, that's all they care about. They have no interest in being in love, some people. She's like that.
Do you think she'll change?
I don't think she ever will. Like, it's literally, like, who she is. Like, she doesn't care about any man.
How old is she, ish?
She's older than me. She's about 37.
Okay.
Yeah, looks amazing as well.
But you got to be a very unique woman, I think, personally. You have to be a very unique woman to get to 40 without kids.
Yeah.
And look back and think, that was the right decision. Yeah. Now, that's not me saying that there aren't girls out there for whom that's the truth, and there are. There's some real high performers. There's women who just don't want to have families. There's men that don't want to have families, and they can create perfectly loving partnerships and beautiful families without just the children.
Yeah, with the kids, with the dogs.
Yeah, exactly. You know, like dog mum type thing.
Yeah.
But I do worry that some girls might be prohibited from having a relationship, perhaps because they struggle to find a partner who's comfortable with what they do or did.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps ones who maybe have reframed relationships in this kind of new way, transactional thing. Oh, I don't really enjoy sex anymore. Sex has kind of been a bit...
It's the job.
Yeah, it's been dirtied for me somehow. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think it definitely seems like you're coming at it from the right standpoint. And it's nice to hear that the person at the head of the company has your mindset as opposed to your friends from London.
Yeah.
Because if it was that much more aggressive, militant, money-making mindset, that would inevitably trickle down to the girls. If your boss, never has a relationship, doesn't care about someone, I don't think that sets a tremendously healthy example for what most girls they should have. Most girls should have relationships. They should be in and out of romantic relationships.
Yeah.
Same way that most guys should be in and out of romantic relationships.
I think the world's changing now, Chris, honestly. Like, girls have realised that we don't need fucking men anymore. Like, that is the truth of it. Like, I think men are good because they kind of lost their, like, their power, I guess. Women have took over now. Like, we're, like, if you want to fit into my life, like, this is what I do. This is what I've always been like anyway. Obviously, I love being loved, but I've always never compromised who I was for anyone. So I've always said, this is me. This is what I've done. This is what I'm going to do. You either fit into this life or you don't fit in at all, because I'm not changing. This is me. And I've done it before. I've changed for somebody and it ended up being, I nearly lost everything. I nearly lost everything and I wouldn't have been here to talk and have this conversation. Like, he tried to make me lose every single penny that I had. And luckily, I ended up fucking him off in the end and thinking, no, you know what? I know I'm capable of something amazing and here I am now. But like I said, I'm in love now and I'm really happy. And like, I haven't had to change anything about myself. Like, he loves me like exactly who I am. Like, literally everything about me. So I don't need to like change anything. But that, men are just mad because we kind of like, we're making our own money, we're travelling the world, we're buying everything ourselves. Whereas before, men were like, we are alpha male, we make money, woman stay at home. And that's where a lot of men's minds are still like, I wouldn't make her wifey, bitch, you haven't fucking got nothing I want anyway. Like, what the fuck, you wouldn't make me wifey. What have you got? A fucking BMW on lease, fuck off. And do you know what I mean though?
Like, well, I think in that situation, they would be your wifey.
Well, exactly, but like, you know what I mean? I just, everyone's entitled to be happy. If people want to be in relationships, be in relationships. You don't want to be, don't want to be. Don't do it. And just do what makes you happy. And I've always done that, apart from the one time when I sacked everything off because I thought, I'm going to have to give this a real chance. I'll stop stripping. I'll do it normally. And it just like, it made me unhappy. Made me not be who I was. It made me try and like fit into this real world with a real job. And it just wasn't me. Like, I didn't want to do that again. Like,
I think when you look at it now, so there's top-end athletes who need to make a decision between their sport and their family, right? Mm-hmm. You know, if you're a female sprinter who's 30 years old, you've probably got maybe another Olympics or another couple of Olympics, and that's it. But also that biological clock's going, and you're thinking, well, hang on a second, I need to make a decision here between whether I want a family, do I want to continue down this road with my sport? Everyone is making these, men do it, women do it in high pressure positions, people that are lawyers, that are doctors, stuff like that, working long hours, they would need to take time off, potentially take a pay cut, not be overlooked for promotion, all this sort of stuff, mm-hmm. happening all the time. Mm-hmm. The difference is that the industry is dominated by women, the one that you're talking about, and it was only 100 years ago that women didn't have the vote.
I know. It's mad, isn't it? I'm telling you now, in the next like 20 years, like, things are going to be even more different, I think. And women are just going to, like, I know more and more lesbians now. Like, this is crazy. I know more and more girls who you go, like, she's not your normal looking lesbian. And they're getting in relationships with girls, good looking girls with each other because they're just fucking sick of men. honestly, it's mad. It's, everything's changing. Soon men will be extinct.
Well, I mean, the problem with lesbian relationships is that they need men to make more lesbians.
True.
You know what I mean? You can't have more lesbians without more men. But I totally get it. And, you know, bizarrely, from my side as well, like, the sort of girls that I'm attracted to are girls who have agency over their life. For me, I get uninterested in a girl as soon as I sort of know everything that there is to know and I'm no longer challenged or engaged with them. Mm-hmm. So bizarrely for me, I probably should actually start looking on Admire Me for a girlfriend. But I don't want to pay 15. Interested.
So we'll see, only $5.99.
$5.99. Cool. Okay. When the discount codes are up, you can let me know and I'll find. But yeah, it will be interesting to see what happens. You've this sort of industry now that is being created, that direct to customer photo and video membership site. As far as Sienna is concerned, she's been in the porn industry for quite a while, has completely changed the game for that. So what happens next, right? Like, do you just keep growing the site?
Yeah, we're trying to make the site as best we can. And then I don't know, I want to go into other areas of, like, other fields, not so much the sex industry. I want to go into, like, normal things.
Okay.
I don't know what yet.
So here's a question, actually, a good way to sort of round it up. One of the concerns we've spoken about today is the fact that girls are potentially restricted with what they can do career-wise outside of that.
Mm-hmm. So you're best off setting yourself up with your money, basically.
That's my point.
And buying your houses or getting yourself doing, some girls do it on the side from doing nails and then buy their own shop and, you know, things like that you can do yourself. So, restaurants, bars, you know. I mean, the frigging beauty industry now, hair and beauty, there's so much money in that now. Like makeup, things like that, they're never ever going to die down. Like nails, extensions, eyelash extensions. Everyone I know has got frigging eyelash extensions. Like, I don't have them on. I can't be asked. Every other lass I know has them on. Every other lass, them individual ones. Mm-hmm. Everyone's doing it. So, and they're like 60 quid, you know, for them. And they're like, it takes an hour to do them. So people are making good money. There's all these different industries that you can put your money into, courses to learn more things. And
but you've just got to get that capital and potentially
save your money. Obviously, don't blow it all on like Louis Vuitton and shit like
and
that.
A Lambo and a £250,000 handbag. What was the handbag you were on about?
Oh, no, I haven't got £250,000.
What was that?
Mine's a Hermes Birkin. I've got a £7,000 mine.
It's called what?
A Hermes Birkin.
Okay.
But there is ones for like £250,000. Obviously, I don't have one like that.
If you lost your phone on a night out and lost a handbag, like, I've lost a grand phone and a £7,000 handbag.
I would never take that handbag out.
Wow.
But I don't go out. But obviously, I bought a Lambo and stuff like that, and that was because I've already got two houses that I own outright with no mortgage, and yeah, I already got loads of handbags and stuff, and I just felt like treating myself to something crazy, so I got the Lambo. But I could have bought another house for that, but like, I just think, fuck it, you only live once, don't you?
I think especially with the sort of income that you guys have got going on.
Yeah, maybe like 50 grand a month.
What's going to happen?
Exactly, someone.
I love it.
I am going to buy some properties, rent them out, and then I'm looking into like other businesses that I won't say because I don't really like talking about it unless I don't know it's definitely going to happen.
Okay. But
yeah, that's just me, like my plan really.
It sounds bizarrely, one of the things that hopefully will be really interesting to hear from the people that have been listening today is, were you the person that they expected to hear? Like,
I would like to hear that too. Yeah. People have always said they're surprised by me. Obviously, my YouTube videos show a bit of my personality, which I've only just started doing. But I know there's more to me, like you've known me for years. There's more to me than just tits and ass and fanny. But like, I am like a normal person underneath. Like, I'm just boring, if anything. I just like sitting in the house in my jammies with my dogs, walking my dogs. You know, I'm just like normal person, really, who just happens to have shown my body and made some money, but I don't feel any different as a person. People are like, oh, you've got no self-respect and stuff like that. I'm like, self-respect is like choosing to do something that I've chose to do, being happy, confident, making money, not hurting anybody. I can sleep at night knowing I'm doing what I'm doing for myself. My mum was proud of me, like, you know what I mean? Like, she was proud of me. She used to like show everyone my Nuts and Zoo covers and like in the shop she worked in Tesco. She'd be like, that's my daughter and stuff like that. Like, she was always proud of me. So, and my dad doesn't care at all. Like, I know you probably think, you care to a certain extent, but my dad's laid back and like, he's just like, doesn't care at all. Like, I always joke about being a porn star in front of him and stuff. Just doesn't care.
When he gets a Sunday lift to the pub in Lambo, he probably thinks,
when he's in Shewardon, it's so one, he was like, rang me, goes, I'm gonna come to, he lives in Durham, I live in Hartlepool. He's like, I'm gonna pop down, I'll come see you for a bit. And then, can I take your car out for a drive? I went, yeah, if you want. So he comes down, come see me for a bit, and then goes for a drive in the car, then
drags
drops
the
off,
arse off the Lambo.
Then takes his Hyundai.
Yeah, Dad, we'll do a car swap for the week. You can get the dogs in the Hyundai, though, because you can't get them in the Lambo.
Oh, no. That's why I kept the Range Rover, because the boot's big enough for the dogs. But
yeah,
if not, yeah, it's a nightmare. Like, the Lambo's so unpractical. Impractical? Whatever the word is. Anyway, it's not practical.
It's fast as fuck.
It's very fast.
Look, where should people go? They want to find out more about you. They want to find out about the site. They got an inquiry. Where do they go?
If you want to see me tits for free, go on my Twitter, @ChelseaFairGo. If you want to see what I get up to on a day-to-day basis, my Instagram, @ChelseaFairGo. If you want to come and see me fanny my arsehole and me sucking a dick, it's admireme.vip/ChelseaFairGo.
There you go. That's all you need. Links will be in the show notes below. Thanks. It's been a pleasure, man. Thank you.
Nice to see you.